When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets. Always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
News: night patients forced to postpone lab tests following exorbitant amounts charged by private laboratories. On the day we confirmed, public hospitals have been compelled to introduce makeshift labs to ease the plight of patients.
Private hospital, a private laboratory. Okay, so the amount they gave me was 126. Right?
Scanner and the lab will be 100 and something, 330.
We'll be live at the National Labour Commission, where an emergency meeting is underway between medical laboratory scientists, fair wages, as well as the finance and health ministry officials.
Well, in the lobby, I have cited some of the directors who were too busy to come to those meetings of our negotiation. Today, we have showed up.
Also in this edition.
In 2020, a lot of things went wrong, and we don't accuse the Electoral Commission for nothing. Some of those who are appointed to the commission are people with known NPP credentials. Like Azuma Nelson said, this time we're going into the ring with our own referee.
You want to stay for details of the reasons the former president John Mahama gives for this decision. Also in the camp of the NPP, some residents of Maysia South express mixed reactions to their MP becoming running mate to Dr. Mahmood Bawumia. But what is the ideal criteria for the NPP running mate?
this person politically must be politically correct. The political capital you're bringing to the ticket, and then your ability to complement the flag bearer's effort once a government is formed.
Also tonight, anti-corruption campaigners questioned President Akufo-Addo's decision to extend the appointment of the Auditor General despite reaching mandatory retirement age. We have details as they describe the dismissal of the former Attorney General Yao Demelevo as dubious.
I think it was an answer from God, because I was actually praying that I should get the radio, because you can't afford.
And consistency is also important in good governance. Why, in the case of the Demelevo, you were asked to go, and then in this case, you asked to stay for another 2 years. And remember that the next 2 years, this President Akufo-Addo is not going to be in power. I will see that as a way to protect his future immediately after leaving office.
And then business economist warns government against engaging individual bilateral creditors on debt restructuring process after securing a memorandum of understanding, insisting it will not be beneficial for Ghana.
And much later, the only girls' school to make it to the semi-finals of the Girl PLC NSMQ Western Regional Championship, Archbishop Porter Girls, makes it to the finals with a slim 2-point margin, leaving the boys of St. Joseph SHS in tears.
I think it was an answer from God, because I was actually praying that I should get the radio, because you can't afford to be disqualified.
A lot of bad feelings in my head, and I'm hoping that next year we will come up strong.
We're live in Fiji for the very latest. That and more in tonight's edition of Newsnight. We are also live on myjoyonline.com. You want to join us with your thoughts and comments, is via WhatsApp, is 055-1111-997. I am Emefa Apau.
And my name is Evans Mensah. The National Labour Commission is tonight currently in an emergency meeting with striking medical laboratory scientists and their employers in an attempt to get them to call off the industrial action.
Well, representatives from the Ministries of Health and Finance and also the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission are engaging the laboratory professionals on the demands they've put on the table so far. The scientists cite lack of conditions of service for its members as reasons for their strike, despite nearly 2 years of negotiations. We'll take you live to the NLC shortly to bring you the very latest. But let's hear from the first vice chairman of the Medical Laboratory Professional Workers Union, Dr. Franklin Ama, who says they expect the Labour Commission to mediate the issue fairly.
Issues of agitations and, you know, conflict resolutions can drag sometimes. And so they may, of course, calculate their time, but sometimes they get their predictions wrong. That is understandable.
Now, you're going into a meeting with a body. That's also where you describe your strike as insensitive, unjustifiable. And this is the way they're supposed to negotiate on behalf of government. Clearly, they've taken a position. How are you hoping that you get the fairness?
Don't believe that is their view of the situation. We also have a view. And the view of the law would also be just supposed in all these situations. The people called essential caregivers have a certain 72-hour stamp on our head that when we have issues, they must come to the fore and dealt with within 72 hours. The duty bearers failed to act and did not treat us as essential caregivers. And they go on the tangent of home claims. Our age is unnecessary, untenable, and it's also unfortunate. That is why we are here, and mediator, look at the issues dispassionately and put a ruling where it is just.
We have been around the country, from the Greater Accra region to other parts of the country, to understand how this is impacting on healthcare delivery. Now, what we've been told by some managers of some of these public health institutions is that among the things that they are considering is to try and get laboratory professionals working in a private setup to work in places that you used to work and now you are on strike, so that they can attend to patients in need of healthcare.
My brother, may I respectfully submit to you that the private sector also employs Ghanaians, and they need to stay in business. And so normally when you go across the various hospitals, you will see private hospitals across the various roads. Now, managers are picking and choosing based on which contract to engage you to come and work in the field. They would have to explain to Ghanaians what their interest. That is the conversation. Because what? When you go to the various hospital, they are in business. Fairness must prevail. You let a client, when the service is not available in the hospital, cross the road and access the service as they want. Why are you picking one to come in based on contract law, which our, what is your interest? Managers should have a conversation. We know what they do.
And an emergency meeting has been underway tonight. My colleague Papani Ashali is there for us and joins us right now. Papani, what can you report?
Yes, so Evans, the meeting just ended about a few seconds ago. What we are told, first by the consultant who is leading these lab scientists, tell us that there's a directive from the National Labour Commission, which we also told that we publish very soon. But instructively, they have been asked to consider calling off their strike, and then again also to go back to the negotiating table with government. You can now listen to the general secretary of the lab scientists, that is Dr. Okoto.
In fact, it's been a very tough meeting at the Labour Commission. We are not very happy because our expectations are not met, but all the same, we are all Ghanaians. We will take the advice of the commission, and we want to get back to our National Executive Council to communicate to them the decision of the commission. Based on the decision of the National Executive Council, we'll have engagement with our membership. But for now, we cannot say the strike is suspended. It is still ongoing until the determination of the National Executive Council. We appeal to our clients to bear with us in this difficult time. We ourselves are affected by the strike. We are not happy with what is going on, but we are compelled, looking at the difficulties on the ground, and we pray that the outcome of next meeting will favor all of us.
So what was the decision of the NLC? What was the directive to you?
The directive of the NLC will be released. They are putting it together, but we believe that if the duty bearers will act upon it, we'll all be happy at the end of the day.
The NSC directed you to call off. That's a directive. Why do you need the entire leader members before you can call off?
Of course, you know, we haven't just gone on strike for going on strike sake. We had expectations. We placed two demands before the employer. The first one is the condition of service. The second one is financial clearance for our members. And none of these, we haven't gotten a clear resolution on them. And so it is difficult to, we have come empty and we are going back empty.
And Papa, have you heard directly from the NLC? They called this meeting.
We haven't directly heard from the NLC, but what we are told is that they are preparing a statement which will put out there categorically stating their stance between the government side and then that of the striking lab scientists. What we know again is that there's a meeting currently ongoing with some other striking groups. We understand that the judicial service workers are also there trying to get the National Labour Commission to intervene in some of their conditions that they have with government. Earlier also, the commission has sat on a, okay, another situation between workers against workers. So we didn't hear directly from the executive director of Fusoa Samoa, but we are told that they'll release a statement to that effect.
Well, so that's my colleague Papani Ashali. But Papani, just before we let you off, there were two issues on the table for the NLC. The issue about the CTAG as well that she's been talking about. They've also been directed to call off their strike. And that's my colleague Papani Ashali. But let's bring in the General Secretary of the Professional Medical Laboratory Professional Workers Union, SAFAS, Kofi Akoto himself, thankfully, joins us on the line. And I bet you've been interacting with some of your members remotely. The meeting just ended, though. But you get the indication that you get to call it off while negotiating begin?
In fact, we are disappointed, but we are not surprised from with the outcome of the Labour Commission's directives. All the same, we've been directed to take steps to call off the strike. We are going to engage our rank and file who have actually embarked on the strike. The outcome of this engagement will determine the direction that the union will take. But for now, we want to also appeal to those who matter. That is the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission, the Ministry of Finance, Ministry of Health, to proactively take the necessary steps for us to bring a finality to the issues.
I'm curious about where this disappointment of yours is stemming from. Were you not giving a fair hearing? Both sides did not put their issues on the table.
Our disappointment is that we came empty and we are going back empty. We presented two items before the employer. That is our condition of service and financial clearance. As we speak, there is no clear directive on what the employer is going to do about them. We are only adding human face to the issues, looking at how the strike is affecting life of people. And so we have also tried to reason with the public and see what we can do to ensure that healthcare is not seriously affected. So we are hopeful that at the end of the day, our decision will be reflective of what the National Labour Commission has directed.
And because it's a directive, I'll just come into that. We're hoping that this will be done within a time frame. Was a time frame given as to when exactly you should call off the strike?
Yes, the union actually has a structure, and the directive is that we should take steps to implement the directive. And of course, we have to engage with membership, speak to them for them to understand the issue so that it will not be like leadership has gone to tell them.
And how soon are you hoping to do that?
We are hopeful that this will be done within the shortest time. We are also expecting the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission to engage leadership for negotiation before Wednesday this week, this coming week.
Okay. We are grateful. That's it for Sir Kofi Akoto. There's the General Secretary of the Medical Laboratory Professional Workers Union there following that NLC directive.
And we've been reporting all week that this is beginning to bite in the hospitals and patients are feeling that brunt, and it hasn't changed. In fact, it's getting worse. Public hospitals have now been forced to rely on the services of private laboratory facilities as a temporary measure for patients needing lab tests, lab examinations. A visit by John Hughes to the Lekma Hospital revealed that patients and individuals in need of lab examination have now been asked to see the private labs. One of the lab centers is located on the premises of the hospital, with another located a few meters away from the west wing of the facility. But this is the challenge. The patients who have been visiting these private labs pay three times more than they would if they were using the hospital's own facility.
I was here, I think, 3 days today. They said I should come and do lab, but since yesterday, nobody's here. There's people here, but they say that they're in strike. So I am not able to get my results. So I came today too. And the boy is still there, emergency. Yesterday, I know that the lab is very expensive. It's not normal money they take. I pay everything, but still the result is not ready. Yesterday, I have to get my result because my boy is an asthma patient. So I always run here.
Yesterday I was feeling headache and chest pain, and blood was coming through my nose. Yes, so I came yesterday. They said it could be the Holy Heart. I'm a Holy Heart patient. So I came yesterday. They said I should come and do the lab today. The two lab. This one was the X-ray. The other one was the lab. Yes, so I came to do the lab. They said they are on strike, and the amount they gave me was 120 cedis. Yes, to do at the private laboratory. I didn't even know you go to private laboratory. They just took us there, so I didn't know.
I wonder one cash and shame, but me drew OPD or no one say or one wanna call a demonstration to private lab for Nawa. And I may expect this answer. Scanner and a lab, I'm a bay and then cabbage 100 and something, say 330.
And Kenneth, my colleague, was at the hospital today. And Kenneth, patient.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Are now being forced to postpone the lab tests that they require urgently.
Yes, so two things are involved. Some of the patients, they get surprised when they get there and the lab is not there, and they'll have to resort to a private laboratory, which is charging three times. They usually come there on budget, so they can't afford, so they have no option rather than to go home. Others also get there and realize that there's a long queue. There's a long queue because, you know, there's been backlogs of lab tests that have not been done. And so when they see the queue and their cases are not emergency cases, they tend to go away as well.
You interacted with the hospital administrator, that's Charles Benafour. What did he tell you?
Well, he told me that, it's having financial constraint on their business because it gives them a chunk of money to run the hospital, and also they're urging government to, sit down with the laboratory scientists to address their concerns because their absence is also affecting other departments of the hospital.
If the strikers are not, there's not a team. So one group out of the whole makes it difficult. As you are aware, the lab, they are the ones who helps in investigations. Yeah. So once they are not there and the department is not functioning, it has double effect. One, getting access to investigation to be able to take clinical decisions. And two, also their generation also affect the revenue of the institution. Yeah. So it's something that is a setback that has to be sorted as soon as possible. And that's serious effect because when there's an impression, they have to do investigations, and most of the investigations comes from the lab. Yeah. So once they are not there, it's a huge setback, and we can't compromise on it. It has to be sorted as soon as possible. It's something that every employee deserves. Yeah, so whatever they have put on the table, I know government have officials in their position, and then they also have the executives, and then Fair Wages Commission is also there. So they look at it holistically. Whatever is appropriate and is fair in line with the name of the Fair Wages and Salaries Commission's name, they should be look at it and come up with something that is reflective.
So that's the situation at LECMA here in Accra. What about the central region? Let me bring in Eric Asante, he's our correspondent there. Eric, what did you establish today? Is it any better there?
So just like my colleague reported, the situation is similar to what we've reported in the other regions. Some pregnant women, sick children, and those with emergencies, even they've been forced to seek alternative in private facility. Aside from the high cost, which has been reported, many complain about the competence of the personnel at these private facilities. Patients are waiting critical diagnosis testing. They have been forced to have their results delayed. So most of them tell me that the postponement has pushed them, and of course it has financial and emotional toll on them. A lab technician who spoke to me off record indicated to me that their concern was about how authentic some of the results people had brought to them, how authentic it was. So here in the central region, the situation is similar to what we recorded in the other regions.
Eric, thank you very much. Well, today we heard from the minority in parliament on this. They want government to take immediate steps to resolve the impasse. This is the minority spokesperson on health, Minta Kando.
The insensitivity and the irresponsibility of this government has become legendary. And so I think that when it comes to matters of health, the government must move with alacrity because it borders on the lives of the people. I am not going into the merits and the demerits of why they are going on strike at the moment. But any reasonable government will engage them and then plead with them whilst they are even at the negotiation table to go back to their hospitals or their facilities. And so, as a matter of urgency, I believe that government must respond to their call and make sure that these health workers are back to the hospital, because already we have a lot of challenges at the health facilities. they are leaving. In fact, they are fleeing from this country because of the economic conditions we find ourselves in. Now, when they take their salaries, they cannot buy anything with it. And so in a matter of between 2021 to 2023, we have lost not less than 69,000 health workers in this country. And so today, if you go to the facilities, if you go to the hospitals, you wait for hours because there's hopelessness in the system, because there's so much hardship in the system. And that is what government must be responding to. And so for me, the Constitution guarantees every citizen the right to healthcare. And so they must respond to the needs of the lab people.
And that is the minority spokesperson on health, Minta Kando.
And they had warned they would disrupt a university council meeting to elect a vice chancellor for the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. Well, the threat by the Tertiary Education Workers Union Ghana, that's TEU Ghana, did not stop the university council from proceeding to renew the appointment of Professor Rita Akosua-Dixing as vice chancellor for another term of 2 years.
Well, TEU Ghana was opposed to the inclusion of a rival group, TEU TUC, on the council, tasked with the responsibility of selecting vice chancellor. Now, the two associations, they've had their membership of a 12-member council suspended pending the determination of a suit at the Kumasi High Court. Now, listen to Charles Arthur. He's the chairman of TEU Ghana KNUSC just before the council meeting.
And GTEC has even constituted a committee that where all of us, TEU TUC is having three, TEU Ghana is also having three, and GTEC is chairing, that we should look at the matter and settle it amicably, and then we'll move it from there. To our surprise, university management and TEU TUC have connived, and they want to allow TEU TUC to send a representative there to represent TEU TUC on the council. And again, in KNUSC here, if you look at the numbers, we have about 866 TEU Ghana, Tertiary Education Workers Union of Ghana. We have 866 members. The other side, TEU TUC, their number is still what? In minority. So at what point that a minority have to take precedence over what? Majority? It's not done in anywhere in this country called Ghana. So we have heard that there's going to be council meeting, and we are closely monitoring that if whether they will sworn in somebody or they will not sworn in somebody. And in fact, the position of the union has been that if they sworn anyone, you understand, there will be industrial testimony here.
Let's bring in Ohemin Terrier. He's been monitoring this for us on the campus of KNUSU. Ohemin, can you confirm if this council meeting that renewed the appointment of Professor Rita Akosua-Dixon had two TUC members on it?
Yes, Ivan, I can confirm that indeed TEU TUC had a representative at the council meeting today, and the meeting decided the fate of Professor Rita Akosua-Dixon. At the end, the release from the registrar did indicate that her tenure has been renewed for another 4 years. I spoke to multiple sources, and the fact that the TEU TUC representative came to the main administration block early in the morning, parked his vehicle, signed in into the meeting. So yes, I can confirm that indeed TEU TUC did take part in the meeting.
And were the TEU Ghana protesters there to carry out their threat to disrupt the meeting?
Unfortunately, the TEU Ghana members were nowhere to be found. And when I inquired from my sources, I was told they had a case at the High Court, of which the sitting judge was expected to give a landmark ruling. So the leadership of TEU Ghana and their members besieged the court premises. And by the time the ruling was made by the court, it was late for them to even make any impact at the main administration block on campus.
And you saw this all unfold. Can you describe how Rita Akosua-Dixon, the current vice chancellor whose appointment had just been renewed, how she reacted to the news once she was confirmed?
I would say it was a closed-door meeting, and no media or journalists were allowed entry into the meeting room, except that you could see how some police officers were detailed to man the gate, the entrance of the meeting venue. And immediately after the meeting, then I saw the former Chief Justice, the Chairman of the KNUSC Council, Justice Kwesi Enili-Yeboah, walk towards his vehicle and drove off. And a few minutes later, then the release announcing the extension of Professor Rita Akosua-Dixon's tenure came from the registrar. And other members of the council also left. And when it was raining, I saw Professor Akosua-Dixon walked towards her vehicle, and she was accosted by a security man who provided an assisted her with an umbrella, and she responded with a smile. And then I could see from her body language that indeed things have gone her way, and in no time the release came confirming that her tenure has been indeed extended for the next 4 years.
Ohemi, thank you very much. Let's bring in Charles Arthur. He is the chairman of TEU Ghana. KNUSC joins us on the line right now. Ms. Arthur, thanks for your time here on Newsnight. Have you verified if the council meeting had TEU TUC members on it?
Yes, thank you very much, my brother. My brother, from a close source, it has been indicated that nobody was sworn into the council. It means that there was no TEU TUC nominee being sworn into the council. From tomorrow going, that God willing, will use right to information law to inquire from the registrar whether to know their official position. But from where we are now, we have been told from a reliable source that such thing did not happen.
But we heard you earlier warning that you'd be disrupting this meeting. Is that why you were not there to carry out your threat?
Unfortunately, it coincided with the court ruling, and we had to go to court. That's why. So that one, we have no option than to go to court to look at what will happen over there. Meaning that one, by the time we finish the court, we'll come back and move on. But unfortunately, we came very late. That's why we were unable to be there with our members.
And all of you had to go to the court?
We're not all of us, but we went with a sizable number.
Yes, and considering how determined you were to disrupt this meeting, you did not leave some of your members behind to make the point on your behalf whilst you were in court.
Yeah, you know, all the unionism in most cases is the leadership. Yeah, if the leadership is not around, and the matter was also about the leadership. If the leadership is not around, then the individual members finding difficult to act on behalf of the leadership, so that accounted for that. It's unfortunate, but
so you've accepted it now.
Yes, we have accepted that our position as that they cannot bring in a minority. That has been done, and we solemn it's still our prayer that Minister of Education will allow GTEC to go into the matter and settle the matter once and for all before any of the unions concerned its nominee.
But you are not opposed to the reappointment of Professor Kosia Dixon?
Oh, not at all. We are not opposed to his reappointment. Not at all. Ours will have to do with the what do you call university trying to close its eyes to bring in a minority to rule a majority, which is not done in this country. We all know that they cannot do that. And again, they're also relying on the fact that the name. The name in the University Act reflects the official name of TUC, which we have drawn the attention that that's not the case. Because what is in the Act is Teachers and Education Workers Union. It's different from their official name, Teachers and Educational Workers Union of TUC. They are two distinct things.
Thank you very much, Charles Arthur, the chairman of TEU Ghana, there speaking to us on the back of the reappointment of the current vice chancellor of KNUSC, Professor Rita Akosua-Dixon, and for another 2-year term.
Let's do business now, and Mr. Shen is in the studios. What do we have?
I'm happy this evening. At least my school won the Western Regional Science.
And which school is that?
St. John's School.
Okay.
All right. So,
it's okay.
Coming up in business.
When you're talking to me, Papa, you can.
Oh, please.
Coming up in business this evening, Economist warns government against engaging individual bilateral creditors on debt restructuring process after securing a memorandum of understanding, insisting it will not be beneficial for Ghana and Ghana Revenue Authority to go after public institutions and other firms over tax payment arrears. Business News on Newsnight is brought to you by MTN Business. Welcome to the new world of business, Kingdom Books and Stationery, Syntex Tanks, and Pepsi and Chago and Herbal.
Hey, so as for you, every day you are just pressing your phone. Why? Are they paying you?
They are, Omar.
Eh?
The more I use my MTN, the more points I get. And I can use those points to get airtime, data, and even discounts at shops and restaurants.
Hey, so that is why all of you are always pressing your phones. And you won't tell us, so that way too we can enjoy some.
Oh, Omar.
There's always more to enjoy with MTN Rewards. Just keep talking, testing, and browsing all day, every day to collect your points and use it to redeem amazing offers and discounted freebies right away. There's so much available for you. So dial *550# and get your reward today. Let's go everywhere you go.
Kweku, Kweku, have you heard what they are doing on MTN?
Son, we are so proud of you for setting up this hospital. I really love those hospital beds and waiting chairs. By the way, did you import them?
No, Dad, I didn't. I actually got them from Kindle Books and Stationery right here in Ghana.
Wow. We also bought our office supplies, safes, executive desks and chairs from Kingdom, and they gave us expert advice on how to set up our office.
Guys, that makes three of us. I also got our sofa and bedroom sets, plus our dining hall furniture for our new home from Kingdom.
Wow, Mom, that makes four of us. I usually get my stationery items from Kingdom. And my teacher also mentioned that our classroom furniture was provided by Kingdom.
So there you have it. Whenever you're thinking about setting up an office or acquiring furniture for your home, etc., Kingdom Books and Stationery should be your first point of call. With over 40 years' experience in the industry, we stock and supply a wide variety of globally sourced office and home furniture, stationery and equipment. Visit our head office, Osu Akwaje, or our office near the Osu Stadium. We're also in Tema Community 1, opposite Olam SHF, Kumase KNUSD Campus, UCC Cape Coast, and now at the Marina Mall, Airport City. Or call us 0302-764101, 764209, or 762792. Visit our website, www.kingdomgh.com.
Water is needed all day, all night. So, remember Syntex Tank, all day, all night. 7 years warranty. Select any color for free. In no de crack, in no de spoil. Call Accra on 0244-335-168. Kumasi 0505-555-666. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough. Water is needed all day, all night. So, remember Syntex Tank, all day, all night. 7 years warranty. Select any color for free. In no de crack, in no de spoil. Call Accra on 0244-335-168. Kumasi 0505-555-666. Syntex Tank, a strong, a tough.
Yes. We have a new leader in town, Obiarentie. Amafo, madam was sibebre. When you say my baby, mamu more charcoal for whiter teeth.
More charcoal.
Not only that, maybe mamu lemon.
More lemon.
Zinc for fresher breath.
More zinc.
And fluoride for stronger teeth.
Hey. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Introducing the new President Charcoal packed with more power with a combination of charcoal and lemon for naturally whiter teeth. Grab yours now. This advert is FDA approved.
Hello, my name is Mami Akia, an entrepreneur and a mother of two. My work keeps me busy most of the time and sometimes takes me away from my family. But the safety and health of my family is very important to me. As a working mother, I cannot afford to take any chances when it comes to matters of health. That is why I signed up for a family health care plan from Equity Health Insurance. My family and I have access to over 700 hospitals, clinics, opticians, dentists, pharmacies and diagnostic centers across the length and breadth of Ghana. With Equity Health Insurance, I no longer have to worry about medical bills. Anytime a member of my family visits a hospital, Equity Health Insurance has got my family and I covered. What about you? Who has got you covered?
Call Equity Health Insurance on 050-660-7910 and talk to them about your family health needs now. Visit equityhealthinsurance.com for more information. Equity Health Insurance, here for you.
Welcome back to Business on Newsnight with me, James Ishan. Let's settle for the detail first of government has secured delayed payment on interest and postponement on maturity date in restructured debt deal with bilateral creditors. This is what Joy Business has picked up from persons with knowledge of the current negotiations with these creditors. George Yafi has the rest of the story.
These are some of the terms captured in the agreement on the Memorandum of Understanding the government has reached with the bilateral creditors through the Official Creditor Committee. However, based on what we have picked up, one cannot say that everything has been finalized. This is because the Memorandum of Understanding is just the broad framework. However, government now has to move and engage each individual country in terms of what can be described as the final deal when it comes to restructuring the $13.4 billion owed these creditors. One is also not clear for now how these terms that government has reached with these bilateral creditors could influence the current discussions with the Eurobond holders, especially when these commercial creditors are also pushing for what can be described as equal terms for all the creditors. Some analysts have argued that despite Ghana securing this delayed interest payment, it has to set up an escrow account and start putting some money aside until the time is up to start making the payments.
My colleague George Uriafi there with the report. Now, reacting to the development, economist Professor Lord Mays has advised government to put for a condition that will compel all the bilateral creditors into a conference for finality after the MOU and not engage individual countries as stated in the agreement.
Because we cannot treat individual creditor differently. I think, or even the creditor, wish that they are treated the same. But if you listen to, you know, their message, gives a signal that, of course, none of them wants to be shortchanged in the process of the negotiation. So, in the end, it is expected that they will be treated the same. I would hope that, I think, there should be a conference of these creditors so that at the end of the day, they will all be at the same level when it comes to information dissemination, you know, across, you know, all of them. And in the end, they will come to a convergence.
Economist Professor Lord Mays there. Now, the Ghana Revenue Authority has announced that it will in the coming days embark on a debt collection exercise to help recover all outstanding taxes due to the state. The authority, in a statement, said the exercise will cover all categories of taxpayers. As such, it is advising all persons who have outstanding arrears to move now and settle their obligations. It added that they will use all enforcement tools to retrieve the unpaid taxes by the end of this week. To some other stories, now leading innovation brand HP has launched a new printer series with improved technological security and sustainability features to create the needed convenience for small and medium businesses. The new HP LaserJet 3000 and 4000 series comes in a sleek size incorporated with artificial intelligence and enhanced quality of print to provide users with an eco-friendly printer. Emmanuel Isika, the country manager for HP in Central Africa, spoke to Joy Business at the plush launch of the new printer series in Accra.
Because people have accused us of coming up with innovation faster than people can understand what's going on. So, but we wanted to take time out to say, look, there's this special printer that can fit a specific niche of people for the small and medium scale businesses. So that's why we launched this, to say that, look, you know, one of the things that we realize in times like this is that you need the product that speaks to you as an individual. Right? And that may not necessarily be the printer that every person uses. So there's a small niche of people who this printer will speak to directly. The guys who have the small businesses, the one where cost is a consideration, the one who still needs to do urgent and critical business where security is also important. So those are the guys we are reaching out to say, look, we have something that fits exactly what you need to do.
Emmanuel Asika is the country manager for HP in Central Africa. And that's all for Business on Newsnight with me, James Ishan. Over to you, Evans.
Jim, thank you very much. And this is your election headquarters. Election headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol, clean fuel in full quantity, SIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA and SIMA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, Chopbox Technologies, a convenient service, Youth Break Foundation, bridging gaps for positive youth development.
And this evening, former president and flag bearer of the National Democratic Congress, John Dramani Mahama, says his party is going into the 2024 general elections with what he refers to as their own referee. Yes, why?
In 2020, a lot of things went wrong. And we don't accuse the Electoral Commission for nothing. There were circumstances that we have raised over and over again about the Electoral Commission not being neutral. Indeed, it might also be the fact that this government concocted reasons to remove the three electoral commissioners and replace them with people of their choice. Some of those who are appointed to the commission are people with known NPP credentials. The president doesn't care. But like Azuma Nelson said, this time we're going into the ring with our own referee. That is what happened when Azuma went to fight Jeff Fenech in Australia. Unspeakable corruption, nepotism, brazen theft, waste of national resources, impunity, and general criminality have become the hallmarks of Ghana's current government.
So that's former President John Dramani Mahama there.
And I want to take you to Mensah South. You know that constituency. That's a constituency of the Energy Minister, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. And as you know, on the back of that NIB survey, constituents there have been talking, but we've been getting additional clarity from the Bawumia campaign team themselves about the criteria for selecting Iranian mate. Listen to Dennis Miracle Obaji, who is the campaign spokesperson.
Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia's choice is going to be based on that individual who truly complements him in terms of who he is. I mean, he's already done a swat of himself. He's done a swat of the political party that he's leading. He's done a swat of our opponent. And he's quite clear who he needs or the key indicator that would inform who he's selecting as his running mate. That person who has the strength that would fill in the gap he would have as a person in terms of his weaknesses. That person who would be able to give him the full backup as he pursues these crucial vision that he is proposing for the next chapter of the country's development. So it's truly based on science and it's based on data. This person politically must be politically correct, and politically correct simply means that we are going out there to go and look for votes, and definitely we need to win before we govern. So this person must be one that will bring in the votes to support all the votes that Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia himself will be bringing, and eventually when we win the elections based on the votes that we have collectively brought into the port, we need to govern. And in governance, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia has articulated several policy and action points for various sectors, and he will need that person who would complement his efforts and give him the right support to be able to implement and execute this vision.
And that's Dennis Miracles Obaji there, campaign spokesperson for Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia. And that's how we end today's edition of Newsnight. You know why? We have Euros coming up and we're all excited about it.